evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, live show 5/11/2023. Well, I'll tell you, so far this year, not even 6 months, so far this year, with the known gotaways and those that they've actually brought through at the border and documented them coming through, we have a new city of about the size of Houston or Chicago metro area, a new city of 5 million people inside the United States. And consequently, if we're going to get 10,000 a day, well, you do the math. Or maybe 20,000 a day. Who knows? If you got the gotaways. But 10,000 a day is 3.65 million, whatever. And you recall, I saw Alex Jones posted, it was the UN document that they were talking about proposing bringing as many as 600 million migrants or refugees into the United States. 600 million of that by the year 2050, they said 73% of all people in the United States would be basically from immigrants, illegal immigrants, or their descendants. Not Americans as born now and here. On the other hand, we have the other side of the coin, which is that we may be getting down to only about 50 million people left the United States. You know, according to that Deagle report. So either way, you're going to have an interesting scenario. But I tell you what, I've been telling you to buy food. I'm going to tell you tonight, buy ammunition. Buy ammunition for your rifle, for your shotgun, for your pistol, your revolver, or whatever. And I'm not just talking about one little box. Because there's going to be very soon here, they're releasing all of these people right now just to go wherever they go. Well, where do they go? Well, in Chicago, they're living in the police stations, laying on the floor in the dadgum cop stations. Boy, I tell you, it's just ridiculous. And then in New York, the New York mayor, he's sending them to the suburban areas to put him in hotels, but he ain't telling the suburban governments that he's doing it. So what you're seeing here is what Biden said it's going to be. It's going to be a chaos. It's going to be chaotic for a while. So they have destroyed this country already by what they are doing. Now, you got to get it right. This is Lucifer's plan. Lucifer. The devil, Satan, whoever you want to call him, but they call him Lucifer the Lightbringer, you see. And Lucifer, it's his plan with his other fallen angels who are on this planet. They're not up in some willy-willy world somewhere. They're on this planet. They were already sent down. Archangel Michael and Gabriel working on behalf of our Father in heaven. We've already had a war in heaven and sent them down. They retreated down here and decided to mess with everybody on the planet. That is why our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, to come and to come down here and to go through what he had to go through. And to be put onto the cross and then to be resurrected from the dead so that the blood of Jesus wipes away your sin. Now, all you got to do is repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you are sincere, if you are true, then let me tell you something, it's the best.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like they didn't like what I already had to say. Knock me off of the Skype. Knock me off the Skype right off the bat. So I'm back here, talking to you live again. All right, so let's see. I was in John 14, but you see how they knew you. Now, I can tell you more stuff about computers and phones and all the trickery and all of the things. But they got the AI working it. They've got all their traitorous sons of bucks in the NSA and the FBI and the EIEIOs all after anybody who wants to read the Bible and tell the truth about the Lord Jesus and about what's going on and about what is to come and how you should possibly prepare for it if you so desire. Now, let me just say this again. Let me go back to John 14.
My cell phone, my computers, the whole nine yards.
Yesterday, I tried to look at computer my favorites. None of my favorites exist. They were wiped out, apparently. Apparently what they're doing is they're taking everything off the thing to see what all the secret chiefs I'm talking to in all my favorite places. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You people and the EIEIOs and the AI, you want to mess with somebody working for the Lord Jesus, then you just try and go ahead and do that, because I'll tell you what. I work for the true CIC. I am supposed to be, as I was recruited by the Archangel Michael, on behalf of Lord Jesus to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You'd better prepare, because they're going to be coming for you. If they're going to bring in 600 million immigrants, illegals, then you're going to see something really interesting, aren't you? You're going to see something that the chaos, totally chaos, or the web kale. And then when the chaos gets so bad, then the banks go bankrupt and all of the different things. Then they're going to go to martial law. And then it's going to be FEMA and the NORTHCOM and the Red Chinese UN people helping you across the water. Well, let me tell you what. When they come to your door, you should know what to do, you know? You should know what to do, all right? When they come to your door, know what to do. And incidentally, apparently, somebody sent me emails earlier, a video of somebody who makes guns for the SEAL Team 6 and Delta and the top SWAT teams in the United States. All right? Now, this is just ridiculous. All right? What they're doing. But apparently they sent ATF to the door of this guy who's a company that is one of the highest level technicians who are making weapons and weapon systems, fully auto for the SEAL 6, which is anti-terror and for Delta, different people apparently. And they come and want him to, and they say, well, we know you've got these triggers. And they use a little sweet cheeky dicky girl to, oh, sounds so sweet. And, oh, if you just give us the triggers, then you won't be in any trouble. And then the other guy, the hut boy, he's got his thumbs behind each side of his ATF, level 3 protective vest, okay? Plate carrier. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The guy says to him, he says, you know, I'm not going to answer any more questions. And the guy says, well, do you refuse to give us those triggers? He said, I'm not refusing anything. I refuse to talk to you about any of this. And you people out there in the ATF with your badges, you can become criminals too and be doing stuff. There's been no law passed against it by Congress. And now you just decide what's legal, illegal, or whatever. He told him, you know, go fish, man, go fish. So this is getting to be coming. They're already coming to your door. And then who was it, the guy, they all came to his door when he was supposed to be testifying before Congress that day, the newspaper guy? Well, this is all done. This is no longer, let me tell you clear, loud and clear, this is no longer the America you were born in or grew up in. It is all done. Oh, yeah, you can maybe go uptown and go to the softball game tonight or tomorrow. You can get your Dairy Queen. You can get your burger. And all of that is good. But I'm telling you that it is the end of it is already there. Put a fork in it. It is done. And where we are headed, we're headed into a period to where they are going to come for you. And we're already in a period where there is a lot of people in famine right now who have food insecurity. Millions of people. You look along that road up there in Northern California. What is it, Novato or somewhere up in there? And I had somebody from that area say, oh, all those people are parking alongside of the beautiful oceanfront there. We're on the parking there on the coastline, you know, miles and miles of people in their campers and stuff, that they have public toilets up there, and they have, all kind of assistance and help. And that person told me that, "Hawk, I may just have to move up there myself," you know. So I'm starting to see it. There's a little bit of stuff in Kansas City of people in tents and crap. You're seeing it all over in Denver. You're seeing it all over Washington State in Portland and Oregon and in California, all up and down the line. You got a country here, a United States, that looks like a third world hellhole in a lot of places. Now, I'm sorry for use of the language, but that's what it looks like. And they're messing with me and trying to get you to get off of me. Well, let me tell you something. If that be the way that it be, then I'll say this. At some point in time, they're going to come to your door. They're going to come to my door, everybody's door. They're going to come down the block. And just like Brother Greg Ellison and I talked about years ago, and may Lord Jesus, you know, may he, if Greg can come back, when the angels come back with Lord Jesus, I'll bet you $10, old Greg will have his jump boots on and come. But they're going to go to domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law. That was put out at 12 October 2008. And then what Biden is doing and playing around with McCarthy. And isn't it stupid that McCarthy, he tries to do the right thing, but he gets free haircuts now, or $5 haircuts, so he gets one every day. And looks like he's skinned from back about 1956. Okay, look, I skinned him. Right? It's just an aside. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be the FEMA, the NORTHCOM, the whole deal, or it's going to be the Red Chinese or what have you. I told you last week and the week before, I told you on the deal that they are already sending in their comms, they're sending in their communications to their Chinese people coming across the southern border or the northern border. All right, they're giving him all the information, okay? Giving the information as to where to pick up a boat to come up the Mississippi River or to go up the Missouri River or the Kentucky River or the Ohio River, whatever river it is. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, they are telling them where to go to get transportation, get money, and where to go to get food and to go to a headquarters. All right? That's what they're telling them. And they're telling it to them in weird communications that went clear down in the ham bands. And the people that have the old SIGINT people and the people that are expert comms, hams, and stuff around the world, some of them former military, some of them just the top dogs in the ham world. They have the spread spectrum analyzers and all the stuff and can tell you that these comms that are going down into the CB band even and into the ham band are encrypted. And they're being picked up by the Red Chinese so that they know where to go. And then we've had all of these train derails. We've had all of these plants blow up and 7-alarm fires and this, that, and the other. Okay? And you're going to see more and more and more of it. And then all of those food production plants that blew up and everything in the beginning of the year and caught on fire. And now we've had messing with the weather. And the weather has been all screwed up, and then the weather and the crops are goopy. Everybody, I tell you, very few people I know have their gardens in up in this way. Now, the good people in Iowa, they have put their potatoes in and some different things. And I wish I could walk good enough to where I could go out there and do it. Now, I can walk good enough to dance if somebody comes and wants to dance. Because I guarantee you, when somebody comes to dance, let's say, let's dance. Because that's going to be the way it is. This is no longer a time, you see. No longer a time where you can just say, oh, well, this, well, we elect Trump, or we elect this one, we elect that one. Right after be an election. Every day, something more goes down the drain. And now you got FBI, Congress, the committee, the oversight committee that oversees government. Oh, just had a 5.5 earthquake in Northern California. Just happened. Thank you, MS. Thank you, MS. 5.5 shake, Northern California, just happened today. Okay, just happened a little bit ago. So they're popping that. See, they got tectonic weapons that are scalar or electromagnetic weapons, and they can pop fault lines. And then after you have all the snow and the runoff, and the flooding starting to come down off the mountain, and see, that goes into the faults. Then if they pop them again, then that expands the deal. Kaboom, then you got quakes. You had a 7.6 in Tonga. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be one of those deals to where, by golly, you're going to have food, water purification, and water storage. And it's got to be in a way that you can take it with you. If you got to run, if you're going to pull the little red wagon behind you, or if you got a side-by-side or a pick-em-up truck or what have you. And I would tell you, you better have sufficient gas to fill another tank to get you out of your town to wherever you need to go, where there ain't nobody that crumb balls there after you, where you can get a little bit of rest, a little respite, and to start a little bitty fire and have you a little something, a can of chunky soup, perhaps. This is no kidding. We're in the really, 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 really real zone. We're in the zone where the season is now. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to give you a warning, because I'll tell you, a good friend of the show is somebody who's really nice, really good people. The Allegheny mob, okay? The Allegheny mob, they're the gang up there. Well, they've got all these real nice dogs. And other people in the family have nice dogs, and they have nice dogs. And then all of a sudden, these dogs are getting sicker than, you know what, blazes. And the dogs are starting to die, and they couldn't get them into some of the local vets. They had to take them from there to Vermont. And then the dogs are dying. Well, allegedly. And all I know is that they apparently bought some kind of dog food out of Tractor Supply. Remember what they happened with the food for the chickens? Well, I'm going to tell you what. They had 4 or 5 dogs on the verge of death, and several of them did die. So I'm going to tell you what. You'd be better off to feed them your leftover dinner from your kitchen table. As long as it isn't filled with all the vaccines and all the crap. Now, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're hearing me and listening to me now. I think you are. It's now 7:26 Eastern, 6:26 Central, 5:26 Mountain, and 4:26 Pacific. Somebody tell me if you're hearing me loud and clear. And I hope you are. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, these people do not like the truth. They do not like the Lord Jesus. They do not like America and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. But I'm going to tell you what. We can read right out of what old Thomas Jefferson said and talk directly to him, as we've done many times on air. And it's right out of here. I bought this at Jefferson's house. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But what a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty, for their future security. New guards for their future security. And now you got Ray Ray and the FBI. You have the Republican Comer out of Kentucky, who is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And they gave and issued a subpoena, a legal, lawful subpoena from Congress, from a congressional committee, to the head of the FBI to produce a document, and the FBI director is now obstructing justice, okay? The FBI is obstructing justice and will not send it to them under a BS Stonewall answer. Well, I'm going to tell you what, don't ever anybody think the FBI is the old Representative Jr. and the FBI are any good guys. Because, oh, you may have a few in there, but I'm going to tell you the top of the thing is moldy and coldy, all right? And are evil, and they worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. They went over to Davos to try to make the deal to become the world secret police with Klaus Schwab, allegedly. And if they didn't do it, then they can just provide documents saying they didn't do it. All right. But Ray Ray went over there after he had his little Sanac Lake sojourn, you see. It's all messed up. The NSA, same way. These Google balloons, these loony balloons, we tracked one coming out of last week. We're watching it come out of the Dakotas, which goes right over all of the bases in the Dakotas, where we have missiles. And then it went right over Omaha and all of that, and then down into Kansas, right over, guess where? Right over Fort Riley and all of that, and then down farther. And then it went down into Oklahoma over Tinker and all of those. The base is there, Oklahoma City. And then it went over into Texas, and it's still been over Texas. I thought these balloons were, you know, blown by the wind, right? No, they got a 50 mile an hour ion engine that can keep them in a little small circle. And they're sitting right over. Let's see where it was the last time here. It was in Texas. Let's see what the little spot was. All right. Just so that you know. And then, well, here's the deal. Where I saw that it was yesterday afternoon. Let's see, the loony balloon is in Hall County, Texas, okay? Hall County, Texas, at 64,000 feet. At 64,000 feet. Well, it is squawking, but technically it's not in U.S. airspace. It's in space itself, near space at that altitude. But I'm going to tell you what, if you were a real good line officer, if you were a good line officer in the U.S. Air Force, or maybe even the Navy out of some of the ships at sea in the Gulf of Mexico. Why don't you just go up there to 64,000 feet over the loony balloon over Hall County, Texas? Because I think that ain't all that far from line of sight up there from the red Chinese general, the guy who's supposedly retired and fought the huge. But the huge rancho adjacent to an U.S. Air Force base in Texas. Thousands of acres, all right? Thousands of acres. So, I don't know, but it's going to be real, real interesting. Because I think that they're giving messages and they're sending some of the Chinese to go up to that rancho, okay, to get in with the Chinese general. We also talked about, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the FBI said there were, what, 120,000 cartel, Mexican cartel soldiers inside the United States, right? That's what they talked about. Well, now it's about 10, 15 years later. Don't you figure there's probably 300,000? Well, that's an army. That is an army, you see. Now they're messing with my computer again. Won't let me get online with the computer. Oh, yes. Just ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Had to get a new computer because the other one wouldn't work anymore, and now this one's not working. So, you see, that's the way they do you. That's the way they goop you up and screw with you and try to make you goofy. All right? But we're going to keep going and keep giving you the information as long as we possibly can here. And I will tell you what, you're going to see things that you ain't going to believe. Because it's coming right out of Matthew 24, you know. Coming right out of Matthew 24, yeah. Oh, now they won't let me on again. I can't even get the, there, oh, yes, now you got it. Now I talk about it, you're going to let me come on, huh? All right, coming through now, good. Mr. MS, thank you. All right. All right, 5x5 on the Pacific Coast. Okay, Mr. Darrell E. and Mr. MCS. All right, God bless you both. God bless you all. And to the old Allegheny mob, there you go. And let's see, you know, I'll tell you what. I give thanks to the Lord Jesus for everybody that's ever been brought to hear the show and listens to me. Oh, there's Pinky Sue. God bless you. I haven't seen you for a while. God bless you. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a normal time. Do not think that it is. Do the best that you can and pray to the Lord Jesus every chance you can to have him to assist you. To have him to assist you with what you need to do. If you cannot find somebody to help you, to, if you don't have the money to get a little extra food or something, or if you don't have the ability to buy a firearm, perhaps your uncle or your grandpa or your brother or your sister-in-law's husband's, hairdresser, maybe they got an extra 12-gauge or a 22 rifle or something like that. Or maybe they got an extra 38 special. Whatever it is, you take advantage of it and you get you some ammunition. You get you that. And I'm going to tell you, there could still be, just as easy as pie, a nuclear attack on the United States. This thing doesn't go away. It ebbs forward, you know, and backward. Now we're going to have, what are we going to have? 100,000 people come across the border? Well, isn't that an army? Isn't that like how many people we sent to Iraq the first time? That's an invasion army. And if the cartel gives an order to activate their people in the United States to start shooting it up like Tucson on a Saturday night, you know, or Deadwood or wherever, then you'd better be ready for it. And you better be, if you, as best you can, is to carry a pistol or to carry your firearm with you. If nothing else, carry your pepper spray, what have you. A lot of states now, Kansas, Missouri, a lot of different ones, have made it so you can conceal carry without a permit, all right? Or you can open carry, all right? And you see this and you go, whoa, that guy's packing. Well, that's good. But the ones you don't see are the better ones because you can conceal carry in Missouri or Kansas. Well, that's two entire states. And if you're living in New York City and you can't even own a gun, then get the heck out of it. If you're in Chicago and you can't own a gun, then maybe see if you can get the heck out of it, you know? If you've got a big job there and whatever, but you got big expenses. You got big high overhead every month because you got, you know, $4,000 rent or something like that, or $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 on a house, you know? Then maybe you could move to Omaha, or maybe you could move to Des Moines, or maybe you could move to, one of the capitals of the Dakotas and see what your thing will get you, because it'll still get you more money than you would get than if you're sitting up there under the influence of all the millions and jillions of gangsters, and you can't defend yourself? I should know a guy that one time it was really, really weird. It was years and years ago, back in the 80s, and he and a guy that were trying to deliver something, they didn't know where to go to deliver it. They went to the police station. Listen to this. They went to the police station in downstate Illinois, and they walked in, and somebody put a gun to their head. Somebody had gone to the police station and had the cops at the point of a gun. And then he then moved. He said, I'm getting out of Illinois. He moves to New York, goes to Staten Island, and he found out he can't own a gun. All right? I told him, man, you got to get out of there, brother. Anyway, Brother Steve Quayle, if you need any gold or silver, or if you would like to get and understand what's really going on in his private briefings, okay, or Steve Quayle 2.0, or QPOS 2.0, or to get the new DVDs, Wise of Men and Gods, and if you can, also get any book of Steve's you can get. You tell him Old Hawk sent you, call him at 406-586-4840. Tell him Hawk sent you, and if you get Steve or Daryl or the manager, if you get Tyler, Steve's son, they will take good care of you. All right? Now, you want to keep Old Hawk on air? And I hope you do, because they're sure trying to knock me out tonight. And understand that GS Radio, they're good people. They're not doing any of this, and we have no problem with that at all. They do an excellent job. But it is the EIEIOs that are gooping with me to try to get you to desert me. And nobody loves the Old Hawk anymore. Nobody likes Hawk. But let me tell you what, anything is most needed and welcome or wanted, believe me, can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Best and easiest would be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever. A check, just fine. And I'll tell you what, may the Lord Jesus thank you and return it to you 10,000-fold. 10,000-fold. Because that's the way I stay on, all right? That's the way I'm able to do stuff and to keep my head above water. And that's about it. You see, that's about it. It ain't nothing more than that. And then somebody just called me and said, the Lucy's no likey you, buddy. You're back on good now and okay. Thank you there. Well, I tell you what, that's an interesting person that just sent that in. But I ain't going to tell you it is. Very interesting person. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, your idea now is basically that you need to prepare like there is no extra thing, like there is no tomorrow, you see. And our Jesus told you in Matthew 24 what's coming up. In Matthew 25, he told you how to handle it. You need lamp. You got a lamp. You need lamp oil, you see. That's exactly what he's trying to say to you, to be prepared. And then he also says, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Jesus wants you to endure until the end. He wants your children and grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, your spouse, your husband. He wants you to be enduring till the end. He'd like to see you. And I tell you, for all the good young people that listen, there are some. And I tell you what, I try not to get too out of quack, but I'll say this, that I am working for the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus loves all of the little children. That is for doggone sure. Doggone sure. Yes, sir. So anyway, the Nunamakers. Lord Jesus, go to the Nunamakers and provide them with medical miracles. Debbie Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, with medical miracles. And then if you would like to help, their mission project is called the Indochina Bibles Project, Nunamaker, Indochina Bibles Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. To you 10,000 fold.
Because I tell you what, the people, the mountain yards and the mountain villages in Indochina, that's Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Burma, now known as Myanmar. That's where one of those roads comes down out of the hill, where the Undersecretary of State built a big road to come out of the hill, out of the Shan states and all of that, the Golden Triangle, so they could bring dope down into Myanmar and into Burma. Yeah. Read the politics of heroin, Southeast Asia. Read that, the politics of drugs or heroin in Southeast Asia. Incredible book. I don't know when it's going to happen, but as my friend here from the Alleghenies has said, thank you, Jesus, for letting me know that the season is nigh. The season. The exact date, no. The season. And if we're going to have 100,000 people run for the border here, pretty quick, you're going to see stuff you ain't never going to see and believe again. And the Texas Guard are trying to do the best thing they can do. They got razor wire up, and they're standing behind the razor wire with the firearms and the sticks and ready to go to town. And then, you know, it's just nuts. And I'm not talking out of school, but I'll tell you what. That first Sicario movie where they went down there and took out some of the cartels, that may not have been a bad thing to do. I suppose they did it. They could do it again. But the fact is, the cartels are in league with Red China. I remember telling you on this radio broadcast, maybe about 2005, how the third in line guy, Xi Jinping, went to Mexico City. And I heard a talk that he did and saw the translated stuff underneath it. And the first thing he says, aren't you tired of the Yankees telling you what to do? You tell us, you go with us, we'll loan you money, we'll bring stuff here, we'll build stuff, and you won't have to change anything the way you do. You want to run dope to the Yankees, you run dope to them. It doesn't make any difference. We don't care. Well, that was Xi Jinping. So now they provide the chemicals to make the fentanyl, all right? And it's killing almost 100,000 people here in the United States. That's the deaths of a war. This is warfare. It is asymmetrical warfare. It's being perpetrated against you, and I'll tell you what. And then the Luciferians at the top of the United States food chain, the Pentagram, the EIEIOs, the top of the justice. I mean, I don't understand. They got all the Bidens there. They got 9 of them. And I'll tell you something else. I wish they'd have showed the documents on TV at the press conference, Comer. But you can go up to the Oversight Committee, the House Representative Oversight Committee website, and I think that you can click on that and find all of the documentation, and I believe you can then download it or print it off. It shows all the transfers and all the money, all the reports to the banks and all the stuff report to Treasury about the Biden people. $1.5 billion is what they gave to him and to Kerry's kid, allegedly, after they made the little trip. Joe and Hunter made the trip on the Air Force 2 to Red China back in the day. And right after that trip, they sent $1.5 billion for Hunter and his buddy, allegedly the son of what? The stepson of Hound Dog Kerry. In other words, the ketchup and pickle people. And that they were going to have them, you see, invest all that for them. But how do we know? They said back then, oh, well, they're going to invest it. Well, they'll make maybe $200 million off of this investment they're doing from the Chinese. But who's to say that they didn't do it or move it offshore to one of these LLCs offshore? You know, they only had 20. Well, the Clintons, I think, had 1,400 of those offshore corporations and holding companies and all this stuff. But did they move $1.5 billion? Well, I'll tell you what, that'd pretty much well buy a president, wouldn't it? Pretty much buy a president, you see. And I want to say hi to my good friends at the old Stagecoach Stop and the old Marshall, the Stagecoach Stop. May the Lord Jesus provide you with medical miracles and stand you up strong as ever, brother. And to you, to your loving wife, give her a little rest. Had to let her take a nap in the afternoon because I'll tell you what, she's been busy. So I'm glad you're home now and that things are improving and the Lord Jesus is with you. And the Jarhead, hi to you, buddy, and to all the different people across the country who listen in, who have some need. May the Lord Jesus go to you right now. May he go to you and touch you. May he touch you and you'll feel it when he does. And may he provide you with a medical miracle for whatever it is that ails you. He knows, believe me. You ask him to come and see you. You ask him to come down and to help you. Just like out of John 14, what he said to you there. And I tell you what, the Lord Jesus is the real deal. That's the best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. What do you got to lose? You're sitting out there with 1,000 faces, and you're one of the people that's a 30-piece of silver trip-trap, okay? Reporting everything you see to this one, that one, and the other one. Well, perhaps you ought to just get with the program and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, too, and wash you clean of your evil and all of your allegiance to this Lucifer, the Lightbringer, and all of these people at the top of the food chain in the U.S. government, Pentagram, and the justice, and all of it. Do not cooperate with any of them anymore. I'll tell you what. Call your congressperson, and you tell them to get on the stick and to do something about it. Do something about this border. And that's destroying the wages and destroying everything. And then look at all the trillions and trillions of dollars. This is the Cloward and Piven thing. Overwhelm the entire system so that the collapse happens of the U.S. government. You can't pay their debt. And that's what Biden wants. He wants to blame the MAGA Republicans, that they're the ones that didn't want to pay the debt. Well, he wants to run the debt up to whatever it is. But you know what the real obligations the United States government truthfully are? It's not $33 trillion. It is closer to $200 trillion that can never, ever be paid off. How do I know that? Because you can look and you can find Lawrence Kotlikoff, economic professor Lawrence Kotlikoff with a K, Kotlikoff, okay? And he will tell you what the close to the bone as quickly as we possibly can, the total debt obligation to the United States government is closer to $200 million. Or not million, $200 trillion. There ain't enough, land and businesses and stuff in the United States to have $200 trillion, you see? To even pay it off. And why we just don't make a big coin and give it to the Federal Reserve? We could give them a $33 trillion coin. We could even make it out of copper. Oh, boy, make it some. We could make it out of aluminum and say, hey, Congress, remember your Constitution? They don't teach to the children now. And if you've got kids in school, ask them if they've taken a Constitution test or learned anything about it. No, what they're being taught about is you being a United Nations citizen, being a world citizen. So you better get your Constitution book and start grooming them on the side at home before they have the Coca-Cola at night or get on their computers. You have them read the Constitution and give them a test so that they know about the Bill of Rights and all the different protections in there. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, these people are against all of that, the ones at the top. They want to go with the word WEF, but under the WEF, you got Schwab and Yuval Harari, his henchman, who wants to kill all of you off and then create devils in the machines, put demons in the computers and the AI. Well, this guy should go first over there. Davos people, all the people should go first. Yeah, just go walk over to the edge of the old Matterhorn or wherever you're at over there in Switzerland. Just look over the edge too far. You go first. Let's replace you with AI. I'll tell you what. It's a coming. It's a coming. We're in the season right now. We're in the season. It may not seem like it. I don't know the exact date, but you better get ready and you better prepare. Any aftershakes in California, MS, let me know. You hear any aftershakes after the 5.5 that just happened in Northern California? Anyway. You need to pack something where you got a bug out bag to go, but you need to get everything. And I'm telling you, you may not be able to bug out at all. Because it may happen in the middle of the night if you don't have anybody up watching. The old hawk watches periodically all the night and takes the cat naps. But that ain't the best thing in the world for your health. But I'm gonna tell you what, I'm not going to get caught if I can help it. Not going to get caught watching the paint dry, okay? Don't you do it. Stay involved and stay. And that doesn't mean you go out and throw yourself on any dog pile or protest or what have you. But you can prepare. You can get the food, the water purification equipment, like the Black Berkey filters. Aftershocks 10 minutes ago, 2.6 magnitude. Thank you, sir. Thank you for letting me know. So that's a 5.5 and then 2.6 aftershock. Well, y'all stay careful out there because one of these days that's going to be the East Las de California, you know. So you got to be able to come east, but you got to be able to come east with water, all right? With water or the ability to purify water. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. I'll tell you that. Don't do it. And I'm going to tell you, and to all the young people, to little road and track and a little L. And, oh, incidentally, I think your daddy ought to show you a basic light circuit where you have maybe a D-cell battery and some wiring and one of the lever switches and all of that stuff. Because you asked me about that, and just to let you know, that I did read that, you know, from you. But a basic circuit, and I think little L is going to be an engineer. But either road or track could be one, too. But I will tell you what, I do know that their Muay Thai is getting pretty doggone good and that their Ninja is getting pretty doggone good. And that you got a nice mommy and daddy. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, pray for the old hawk sometime. That's every now and then if you give me a chance, you know, because I'm going to try to stay on, but I'll tell you, I just am not, I'm not quite with it. I'm not not as agile as I was a while back, but I'm saying I'm plenty agile for any fool that wants to grab it, you know. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of constitutional America. Bending Ranger, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPoy, you're the best by test. They get you hand to hand. They'll wish that you'd have shot them from a mile off with the 338. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare tonight. Sorry for the trouble earlier, but we got through the evening, and that is the EIEIO is doing it in the Lucy's, not GS Radio or not me. Good night.